those issues. And believe me, everybody does not have those issues. It's just that the people who have those issues all exist in the world together. So they think that they're the only alternatives. And that's us.
Yeah.
See, we don't think it's possible completely to be completely invulnerable and never be harmed in the world, and you could never draw anything that could hurt you in any way in the world. It's very hard for us to accept an idea like that. But the Course in Miracles is going to take you to a state of mind that is the way your mind is, and then you don't attract anything in your physical world to you that would ever hurt you, because it all comes from your mind anyway.
Will the workshop help that?
it if you interpret it that way.
You're too hot today.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not doing that.
If we straighten our insane minds, we won't attract insane people.
That, no. In other words, you lose most of your friends. That's why people stay crazy, for the good of their friends. I could be enlightened, but then I couldn't hang out with you. So I'm gonna do something dumb and stupid with you today, so we can both stay here together.
So
much fun dodging everything. You know, I love it. This next paragraph is quality.
You're good. We'll stay late.
I signed up there.
A paper strip. The Course in Miracles says you should see money as paper strips and metal discs. Sometimes, I get a chance to talk about all this kind of stuff at the workshop. It's going to be so cool, you know what I'm saying? Paper. Your man already believes it's easy to attract paper. But you tell your man to go after some money, and you know you're doomed. But you got lots of paper, nothing but the bill collector's letters.
Yeah,
you got some paper out there.
Wow.
Okay, your man already thinks, oh, paper. Oh, paper. It's just a different color. Paper. It's deep. The Course teaches everything just the opposite of what you would think. And that's what I love about it. It's just the opposite. That's why I know it might work. Because it's so blooming different. But my ego freaks out. So, here we go. He says, the reason why I don't want to see what the person is doing is a call for help, because I have an imagined need to attack. And he says, that's what makes you willing to engage in endless battles with reality. Okay, this is a deep sentence. You are denying the reality of your own need for healing. You are battling with everything because you are denying that you are the one that needs to be healed by making the reality of your need to be healed unreal. In other words, it's not my problem. It don't have nothing to do with me. See, I'm denying my need to be healed. It's not me, it's you. I'm denying the reality of my need to be healed by always making my need to be healed seem unreal by blaming you for my sickness and my problem. I'm keeping myself from being healed by denying that it's me that needs to be healed by saying it's you that needs to be healed, which denies my need to be healed. And I do that by always attacking you
and not being accountable.
I'm attacking you for what you did to me. I won't see what you're doing as a call for love, because I've interpreted you as trying to hurt me, which means I'm denying that I'm the one that needs to be healed.
Yeah.
And that keeps me from having all my problems solved.
Yeah.
Seeing you as my problem keeps the universe from solving my problems.
Yeah.
Mm. Seeing the other person as the problem keeps the universe from solving that problem. That's seeing the other person as the problem keeps God from solving that problem, because that would make a mistake real. If you were thinking about it the wrong way and got a good result, that would make you believe in the error more. And the universe is not going to support you in anything that would keep the truth away from you.
Yes. Woo! That's good news, sir.
That's why any relationship that's based on any principles that's not based on the truth is guaranteed not to last, because it wouldn't be loving if a miserable relationship lasted. So you wouldn't do this except for your unwillingness to accept reality as it is. And when you don't accept the truth as it is, you're holding it away from yourself. If I don't accept the truth that I deserve to be happy and I deserve love and I deserve to be treated right, then I keep me being treated right away from myself. If I don't accept that I deserve it, I keep it away from myself. It's a law. If I don't, whatever I don't think I deserve, I will keep away from myself. If you don't think you deserve prosperity and abundance, you will sabotage your finances. Because you always keep away what you don't think you deserve. And if you think you don't deserve to be treated in a negative way or treated in a painful way, you are going to keep it away from you. You're going to start using the same law to your advantage that you used to use to your disadvantage. You used to keep the cool stuff away, and then the stuff that made you unhappy was right in your face. Now you're going to use that same mechanism to keep that which would not bring you peace and harmony and joy away, and embrace everything that would. That's what you're moving into. So you won't have to consciously try to keep negative, unhealthy influences from around you. Your whole environment will keep them from around you, because your vibration won't let it come close to you.
Cool, yes. Woo!
This is so cool.
It is surely good advice to tell to tell you not to judge what you do not understand. Stop judging what you don't understand. And here's the last sentence I want to say today, and then I'm going to elaborate on that next class. It is surely good advice to tell you not to judge what you do not understand. Stop judging what you do. If you don't understand the Course, stop judging it. If you don't understand your mate, stop judging them. If you don't understand your finances, stop judging it. If you don't understand how to wake up to your true spiritual identity, stop judging your true spiritual identity and your ability to wake up. It's good advice to tell you not to judge what you don't understand. No one with a personal investment is a reliable witness. And this is very important. No one with a personal investment is a reliable witness. If the person has a personal investment in the outcome, they are by definition not a reliable witness. If I'm in love with you, and I'm in a relationship with you, and then you ask me my opinion of him, I'm not a reliable witness, because I got a personal investment in keeping our relationship the way that it is. So every time you go to, that's why people get advice from strangers on a plane, because they know they're getting some true advice. The guy has absolutely no investment in the whole football team you did last night. So you can talk to him about the quarterback and all of them. And you can get a real purging and everything, because he has no personal investment. She has no personal investment. No one with a, and I preface that with some people in my life, because I'm close to them. If they ask my advice, I say, well, you know, I got a personal investment, but this is the way I see it. No one with a personal investment is a reliable witness. And then it tells you why. It says, because the truth to a person with a personal investment becomes what they want the truth to be. If I got a personal investment, then the truth is going to be whatever I want it to be. If I got a personal, so the Course definitely said, if a person, you can't ask a person with a personal investment, because if they got a personal investment, they're going to make the truth be what they want to be, what they want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so take a breath. Let's bring it on in. Would you just take a breath for me, with me a minute? Let's see if we can bring it all in. Every loving thought is true. Everything else is a call for help. I really want to thank you for sharing with me during the love offering. Thank you. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 I am sustained by the love of God.